Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how it is. Olin says it, like, the tape will talk to you, and unfortunately, also, like, the odds. The odds of the Bears winning four straight road games was low. This, are we at a panic level of any kind after this? No, but I also think, well, the head coach did warn you that these things that he was concerned about, like, oh, I don't know, winning in spite of the passing game, not because of it necessarily. Certainly a lot of this stuff reared its ugly head in the first half. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. You just heard Mark Grody. Marshall Harris is here, too. I'm Layla Rahimi. And I had high hopes for this game, but at the same time, you have to respect, especially defensively, who the Packers have become. And as they continue to get healthy, you see why that they're a team to be reckoned with. Cool part is you see them in 2 weeks. Lame part is this still came down to one play, even though that wasn't the entirety of the game.
I think the biggest thing taking away from this game is that the Bears are absolutely on the NFC elite tier. Like, if you want to take tiers of football and who's good, who's a contender versus, you know, teams that are in the mid or pretenders. They're not a pretender. They're a contender. And even though they lost, that is established. Now, what you can't have if the season's on the line, this was not a playoff game, but in a similar situation, let's say a month from now, a month plus from now, is a game where you just play an absolutely putrid half of football. And that's what they put out there, a putrid half of football. They played well in the second half. They looked like a Ben Johnson-led team and offense in the second half of the game. But what they did in the first half, that's why they lost this game in my mind. Not because Caleb Williams got picked off on the last offensive play that the Bears had. But you know what? It was at Lambeau. We'll do it again in 2 weeks here in Chicago, and it'll be fun. I promise. It will be highly anticipated.
Oh, my God. It's a Saturday night game on December 20th at 7 p.m. It's going to be like Soldier Field is going to get a workout the next 2 weeks. I get that it's going to be hard to, like, truly feel motivated and excited about the 3-10 Cleveland Browns being at Soldier Field, but these are going to be two hype games in the next 2 weeks. And, yes, I agree with you, Marshall. The Bears are still at a top tier in the NFC. That didn't change. The Bears are good. I haven't moved off that. The Bears were not embarrassed in that game. It was an impressive comeback. The Bears had a chance to beat the Packers at the end if there were a few inches that were a little bit more exact at the end. So the Bears are good. I'm not taking that away from the Bears. But what I'm hearing from a lot of people, including Green Bay Packers players, saying that this is not the same old Bears, that they're seeing a more formidable, legitimate team that had a chance to win. You're hearing Bears fans say that. I'm hearing other people around town say that. It's not the same old Bears. I get it. But I am here to tell you that within the framework of this Bears-Packers game, guess what, everybody? It was the same old Chicago Bears, because in seemingly in every Packers game that the Bears lose, and some have been worse than others, there's some sort of explosive bone Melton-like play, like a 45-yard bomb to who? To Bo Melton. It may as well have been Dontavius Wicks or Jordy Nelson or JerMichael Finley or James Jones.
Oh, wow.
Fill in your Packers that have burned the Bears through the years, and then the stars like Randall Cobb and Devontae Adams, Greg Jen, Donald Driver, anyone? For my old heads out there, there's always that play against the Packers. There's the Bo Melton play, the Christian Watson play, Jordan Love, the 41-yard slant to Watson on C.J. Gardner-Johnson. There's always a defensive player who gets victimized in these Bears Packers game. In that case, bad coverage by C.J. Watson. I don't know what more he probably could have done on that particular play. And then we had the breakdown defensively on the Bo Melton play, where you had Jalen Johnson and Jaquan Brisker in no man's land. I am here to tell you, and I haven't even gone through the entire litany of explosive plays, I am here to tell you that right there, that is the same old Bears relative to a Bears-Packers game. It doesn't mean the Bears aren't good, but we did. You know what I'm talking about, Bears fans. There was a lot of the same old stuff against the Green Bay Packers in terms of their explosive plays.
I want to point out the halftime adjustments that were made in this game were massive. I don't think anybody's taking away from the coaching staff being able to change so much of this game at the half. But my question is, what was going on in the first half? Like you just mentioned, there were so many breakdowns. We learned right before the game Kyler Gordon is a scratch yet again because of the groin injury. Supposedly he re-aggravated it in pregame warmups. We saw, I think, a game plan that even if Kyler Gordon had been healthy, I'm not sure if that works out in the way it did for Dennis Allen and the defense. Like you mentioned, Mark, there were some real big defensive breakdowns in this game. And frankly, some just absolute burning of the Bears man coverage. Like that was part of this for me. Once again, you say, well, the pass rush has got to do more up front to get home. Those are your money men, you know, outside of Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon, the money that you've spent, the big money, is in that defensive line. And yeah, we saw one Montez Sweat sack, but at the same time, you know, it wasn't enough to make a difference like what you saw on the other side, Green Bay's front seven and what they were doing. Like, the box score may indicate that Micah Parsons might have not had the stats he wanted, but my goodness, he changed the shape of this game.
I think the biggest thing, looking at the way this game went and the flow of the game and Jordan Love and these explosives that we talk about. So the one play to Christian Watson on the man-to-man in the second half, that was like, okay, man-to-man, your team speed greater than our team speed, easy touchdown. That's one thing. But in the first half, what you're talking about, Layla, specifically, once Kyler Gordon goes down, they just did not have what they needed because Jalen Johnson's not at full strength yet. He's not playing, you know, 90, 100% of the snaps. He's playing, what, 60% of the snaps. They just didn't have the team speed to keep up with it without getting some pressure up front. You mentioned the one sack. That's the only sack of the game. That's the only, and Jordan Love had all day to let things develop downfield. They tried to pick on Nick McCloud. It didn't work out to Nick McCloud's benefit, but overall,
I did at some spots.
Well, no, but not on the huge plays. And really, when I look at this game, I look back a week ago at Black Friday and say, it's just a matter of Jordan Love was better at hitting on opportunities compared to what we saw Jalen Hurts doing. Because those opportunities were there for Jalen Hurts, too. He couldn't hit on them. But Jordan Love had no problem making the most out of any situation where he felt he had a mismatch downfield.
Yeah, I mean, one name I left out. Anybody got anything on Josh Wiley? The 21-yard catch before the 23-yard play to Christian Watson that made it 7-0 on a 3rd-and-10 play. So there's another name. I'll throw Josh Wiley into the mix as well on that. So yeah, you're right, Marshall. They were able to take advantage of some Bears blitzes for sure. TJ Edwards turning up the heat as Dennis Allen everyone, you know, dials up an early, which was great to see. Hey, it's here comes 53 coming up the pike. And then what did they throw? Was it a 9 or 10 yard play by Jordan Love?
Check
and maybe
down. Yeah.
Check down, beautifully done on the Packers side, which I hate to say. But yeah, man, there was a decent amount of same old for the Bears for this.
And Mark, to your point, how many times have we seen over the years where X defensive coordinator for Bears would dial up a blitz and then Aaron Rodgers would be like, hi, here's someone in the flat. Chunk.
Yeah,
go.
He had the exact same
positive
skill
play
and ability. And the only difference is Aaron Rodgers' escapability was better, is better than Jordan. I don't know if still is, but was against the Bears in all those games.
Was.
Like Aaron Rodgers used to do to the Bears what Caleb Williams does to everybody. Just annoyingly, when you think you got him, when you're 99% you got him, you don't got him.
He's got you.
He's got you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our segment on Rahimi Harrison Grody is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. And I, to the Packers' credit, the thing that I thought I was going to see more of in this game was the Jordan Love back foot hop throw that kind of goes askew, you know, because that's what happens.
It did it.
The quarterback footwork was so key in this game because it predicted what you saw out of Caleb Williams. And then it also was indicative of Jordan Love's performance. Like, he didn't have those throws in this game. Not really. I mean, he did it a couple times, but it was to accuracy. The other thing is he was placing the balls and stepping up in the pocket and throwing some darts that just absolutely made the Bears look bad. And it's just like you guys have said, they took advantage of some one-on-one mismatches where they were winning at way too much of a clip, where it echoed what I saw out of the Bears game last week. The Bears were so good at scheming the one-on-one mismatches against the Eagles defense, and then they have it done unto them at Lambeau in that way. And I think that that's what accounted for a lot of what we saw. That first half, though, there's only so much you can overcome. And Marshall, when we were talking about it in our pre-show meeting, I thought about how many times like an NBA team will get down by 20 and you have to come back. And there's only so many times you can do that before you're gassed. And that's what I felt like happened. If one or two of those drives go even longer, just longer in the first half, if Caleb Williams isn't 6 of 14 for 32 yards and a 50.3 rating, if it's, I don't know, take those 14 attempts. If he's 8 of 14, are we talking about a different game because it allows for a different margin at the end of this game for the Bears? Like, that's part of it, too, for me. How much of that first half did they have to overcome?
Well, I think that's what makes it very curious is that at the end of the game, if you look at the score, you're like, okay, the Bears were there. And certainly if you watch just like the final, if you just watch the fourth quarter of this game, you're thinking, okay, this has been a back and forth affair. You probably wouldn't know what the reality was. But the Bears started out, they started out with one run play on the first six snaps of the game. They started out with Caleb Williams 0 for 5 on some throws that he could have connected on because receivers were open.
Yeah.
And so as great and heroic as Caleb Williams looked when he put the cape on in the second half and made some ridiculous throws, you could call some of the throws he made at the beginning of the game ridiculous for a whole other reason. And I think that's where the lack of consistency comes to bite you when you face the best of the best on the road.
I think that there was some of the, like, of course, somehow, some way within this game where there were missteps by Caleb Williams, for sure. You're right. He sailed a couple balls on that first drive. Oh, I mean, the Luther, like, Burden.
Like, first down catches that would have kept the drive going.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Even two more completions. How different does this look?
Darnell Wright didn't help matters with creating a third and 15 on your first and drive. That sucks. That's horrible.
Pre-snap.
Like, to put yourself in that spot on the Bears' first offensive chance in the biggest game of their season. That needs to be circled. But with Caleb, then you had, of course you did, because this is Caleb Williams. I was talking about this on Take the North with Wiederer, that it felt like watching Caleb in a, when we got to watch the entire training camp practices, we get to see all it out, we get to see everything that they're doing. And Caleb Williams, like in so many games, you'd watch him and he would make sloppy plays, he would miss guys, he'd be inaccurate, he'd miss the deep balls, and then all of a sudden, in the third quarter, he makes that absolutely sick play to Cole Kmet down the sideline where he eludes the pressure, dances to the sidelines, flings it to Kmet. He had a similar play to DeAndre Swift last year. So I guess my whole point in bringing this together is we're still seeing throughout the course of a game really good stuff from Caleb Williams and really bad stuff from Caleb Williams throughout the course of the game. That still has to even up for Caleb.
That's Mark Grody. Marshall Harris is on this show as well as I am. Layla Rahimi. This is Rahimi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. Our producers are Ray Diaz, Tyler Buterbaugh, Brandon Fryer helps us out as well. You can text us and call us 312-644-6767. We are on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Our Twitch mob is chatting it up there right now, talking about the game. Our video team, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. You are also on YouTube. We were on YouTube last night for the post-game show as well. That is 670 The Score on YouTube. When we broadcast, it is live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This is unfortunately not a winning edition of a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips, but it is one where the Bears yet again almost win. Let's look at that final play that the Bears had offensively, the one that unfortunately ended in an interception. I watched it, I think, about 98 times. I'm not kidding. That's most of what I was doing last night after the game. I heard what the Bears had to say about it too, and the Packers chimed in. So let's examine that final play of the Bears offense that we saw, whether or not it could have been a touchdown, and what went into even getting there? We'll do that next on Rahimi Harris and Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads. In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.